And now, it's time for Knuckleheads in the News with Scott Steele on 93.5 The Legend.
Lieutenant Jeffrey Middleton from the Rankin County Sheriff's Office with us this morning to tell us about a knucklehead he ran into.
I was on patrol one day, and my dispatch gave a call of a house burglar in progress. When I arrived on scene, the homeowner was standing out in her yard with another guy, which wound up being the neighbor. I started talking to him. Homeowner said that when she come home from work, she went in her house and she heard some noise in the back bedroom. She went to the back. She seen a white male jumping out her bedroom window and run through the woods and across a fence. So as soon as she stops telling the story, the neighbor, he's standing there in a pair of shorts only, no shirt, and he's all scratched up. His upper torso, his legs and all is bleeding from briars. He starts telling, oh no, she's wrong. It was an old white guy wearing a white shirt that jumped out the window and he run out through the woods. He said he seen him. He didn't really get a good look at his face, but he could probably recognize him if he seen him again. And as he's telling me this, I'm looking him up and down from all his scratches. He's soaking wet with sweat, real nervous acting. I knew immediately that I had my suspect. And so he was a little later taken into custody for house burglary, and he went from being a bad guy breaking into a house to a good guy gonna help us find out who this person was that had broke into the house.
Right back to busted.
Busted. Yes.
If you're gonna break in somewhere, don't come back to the scene of the crime is the moral of the story here, right?
That's right. You can't be a suspect and witness all in the same day.